Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hello and welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's your daily podcast in which we analyze, we scrutinize, and we celebrate The Force Awakens one minute at a time. I'm Alex Robinson from comicbookalex.com.
I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Tony Thaxton from Felice Navi Pod, the Christmas podcast.
I'm Todd Cooper. I was in a band called Holy Fever.
Thanks for coming back, fellas.
Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, I said.
We're talking about minute 39 of The Force Awakens.
Sorry, I feel like you just said The Force Awakens for Todd's benefit.
I'll be honest, I'm way more interested in it now.
Minute 39 starts with FN throwing Vaya Havas wrench. And it ends a minute later with FN asking Rey if she has a family.
It's kind of cruel, isn't it? knowing what we know about Rey, that she was ripped away from her family as a child.
Also,
what are you trying to go? But you got a family? No. But that's the next line. He's all sarcastic.
The way you put it, that's how it starts and ends, just sort of sounds like she was like, "Hey, you have a wrench? You have a family?"
Oh, and everybody's like,
"Oh, what a burn!"
That was harsh.
Family burn.
Wrench burn.
Wrench.
Yeah, I guess neither of them have. Both of them were taken from their parents, or abandoned, or whatever, by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't grow up with parents.
One was a robot man.
So BB-8 and FN spent a lot of time FN trying to convince BB-8 to tell him where the base is.
Right.
And
trying to get BB-8 to tell trying Rey. To convince BB-8 to tell Rey where the base is.
Yeah. But he says, "I don't speak that."
Right. I made a note that I want to start working that in a conversation more.
I don't speak that?
I don't speak that.
Mm.
Yeah.
An example?
It's almost just saying some nonsense? Like,
yeah,
kind someone's of. Speaking to you like in Spanish?
Yeah. I'm just going to start becoming more of a racist jerk.
I don't think that's possible.
I also don't think the word jerk needs to be put on the end of that.
Yeah, really.
It's inferred.
I more or less had someone say that to me once.
Wow.
We were touring, my old band was touring in Japan, and after the show, we all went to dinner together, and I was sitting next to the drummer of the band, and they were a local Japanese band.
Oh, I thought you were, sitting next to the drummer of your band. I was like,
that's you.
Shoot, you don't know how being a person works. You live in there.
Yeah.
You're Bono.
Hi, Bono. So I'm talking, and he speaks English. He speaks English pretty well, but I don't speak any Japanese. Mm-hmm. And we're talking, and we find out we like a lot of the same bands. And we're talking about different drummers we like and everything. And this is going on for a while, and it seems like it's going pretty well. And eventually, I said something, and he just looks at me and he goes, "I can't listen to you speak English anymore."
Wow. And he's
really?
Got up and left?
Yeah. He said, I think the reality, those are what his words were, but I think really he was just saying,
Shut up.
I'm sorry. I can't really. Yeah, shut up. Right. I can't really keep up anymore. Right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right.
But what came out was, I can't listen to you speak English anymore. He even did that with his hand, I think. Anymore. Like, cut off.
And you're like, but. But so it's still English.
That could be the response. I could be like, I'm sorry, I don't speak that. And you could be like, I can't listen to you speak English anymore. And that's our intolerant racist routine.
If you need a theme song, I know a guy.
He's an intolerant racist.
I was talking about Bono. I know this guy, Bono. What's he like? I'll say hi to him for you.
And then, so I like when he admits to BB-8 that he's not in the resistance, and BB-8 does, like, he's clutching his pearls.
Yeah.
He, like, backs up, like, oh,
it is
not in the resistance. It's a good bit of puppetry.
It is. That was what my main thought of this is, great droid acting.
Yeah.
Like, it legitimately is. Like, you can, every little, like, emotion he is having through everything he's saying, you totally can understand.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken aback.
Yeah.
It's especially funny since there's nothing other than having a head and a body. There's like nothing human look. You know, he doesn't emote at all.
Yeah.
I guess he makes sounds and stuff. But
yeah.
He's visually like two shapes.
Yeah.
Convey emotion with two shapes.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, please convey emotion with two shapes.
Okay.
Where am I? And then a line where he says, droid, please.
Yeah.
I didn't care for that.
Me neither.
Yeah. At the time,
because he doesn't say droid, please. He's not like begging. He's like, droid, please. And we all know what he's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like it's in the script and he did it on set. And they're like, that's great. But they were wrong. It's not great. It should just be droid, please.
Yeah, it's tough. It doesn't bother me as much now, maybe just because I've heard it a couple of times. So, like, I remember when I first saw it, I was like, man.
Boom!
Yeah, I stood up.
Theater. Have you guys ever been in a theater where someone has done something like that?
I almost booed in the Star Wars movie.
Todd hates Rogue One.
Oh, right.
In Rogue One, yeah. And I almost booed, and thank God I didn't. I thought everyone was having the same experience I was having of hating it. And I was the only one, it turns out. Yeah. Mm. So I'm glad I didn't. But yeah, I was almost that guy.
Right. Then, yeah, you would have been
I would have
the
gone,
heel.
Boo. And then the crowd would have gone, boo.
Boo you.
Reverse boo.
Yeah.
Well, then, I don't know how I feel about it, but it's, I don't know. There's a handful of these things where it's like kind of modernisms that sneak their way in here, that something they walk the line of being acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Although the good news is, eventually people will forget that we ever said it, and they'll just know it as a Star Wars line.
Right.
So, culture, you know, society, language will move on, and Star Wars will remain stuck, and so it'll be fine. It'll just be a Star Wars reference from here on in.
It'll be like. Those animated movies are always like written so far in advance that they have like catchphrases that are so played out by the time they hit. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Like Pixar movies. I'm trying to think of pulling one, but I can't think of anything.
Where's the beef? Where they did that in Coco?
They wrote Coco in 83.
It took a long time. It's a long time.
They have to animate by hand each one of those little skeletons.
Oh, man. They look great, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad they took their time. But, yeah, there's always those like dumb catchphrases that are just past their prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also, this is the same minute where BBA gets a thumbs up.
Yes.
And
later. I like that.
You guys are seeing?
I remember this from when we saw it the first time.
Deal hit me the same way this time.
Really?
You thought it was the finger?
Yeah, he's mad at him. he's not on his
team.
That's
even cooler.
He's put under pressure, he has to like say it, and he's like gives him a thumbs up, and he's like, yeah, up yours. You put me in this position.
No, if it was the finger when that lighter was coming back in, he would have lit a cigarette also.
Oh, yeah. He would have like wrapped it around his head from the side.
He would have had to have another arm come out and cross over for him to do it.
Although I want to have my middle fingers replaced by little blow torches when I give people the finger. It's like
on fire.
Much more aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a little like a little mini Roman candle. So you'd like pew, pew, pew.
So like, I'm the only one out of all of us who sees that way?
Yeah.
I've never.
But I like the idea of it because it's funnier. Like a funnier response to thumbs up is the finger, but like also excited, like yeah, and like give the finger.
Oh yeah,
it's more like a chopper move than a BB-8 move.
And yeah. I don't know. BB-8's got some teeth. He knows
the chopper is the flossing Fonzie. That wasn't on air, was it? That was in the green room.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh man, that's a.
The,
yeah.
I think the chopper was the guy. He was like the cool Fossing
motorcycle. All
right, yeah. All right, never mind. Well, I'll see how I edit around that or not, and everybody's confused.
Leave it in.
So at first I was like, oh, the thumbs up. That's so corny. But I think Han Solo gives a thumbs up in the first Star Wars movie. Don't they? Doesn't he give a thumbs up when Luke's blowing up? Doesn't he say when he says, "I got him"? Doesn't Han give him the thumbs up where he says, "Don't get cocky"?
I don't know if he does. I don't remember.
Huh. I know he says, "Great kid." I don't know if he gives him a thumbs up. Does he?
I thought he gave him a thumbs up.
I think he dabs.
He's too busy flossing.
That would be on par with an animated movie kind of move. Dab. So the thumbs up thing again. Like, why would BB-8 turn so quickly to being on his team? Why does he go from being like unsure about what's going on to being like full bore? Like, we're on a team together. Thumbs up, buddy.
He made his decision.
No.
He's a robot. Once he commits to it.
Mm-hmm. No, you're a robot.
Well, that's also true.
Sorry, everybody. I'm livid.
I'm fine with the thumbs. I liked the thumbs up.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it seems totally. It's not one of those things that feels too real world-y.
Yeah, I would take out some of the other things and leave the thumbs up in.
Yeah, me too.
That's fine.
Yeah. Like the droid, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Potentially. But so we also have another tool that I'm excited about.
A lot of tools.
Yeah. Well, you have another tool that I'm excited about because Rey is, you know, keeps popping her head out of the hatch and asking for. First, she asked for a Harris wrench, and now she asks for a Pilex driver.
I didn't even hear her say the name of it.
Yeah, she says Pilex driver. And
just a roll of electrical tape.
That's also at the end of this minute. There's another.
Oh, okay.
But first, she asked for a Pilex driver, and there's some information on a Pilex driver. Pilex driver has two heads. Okay, you with me?
Clearly. Right.
I feel like I'm about to get ambushed by like a bad pun.
No. This is pure Wikipedia goodness.
Okay. Well, in that case, then it'll be great.
Pilex driver has two heads, a Wessex head and a Blissex head. And the people might ring vaguely familiar because we talked about Blissex. Walex Blissex designed the Star Destroyers. He was the Imperial Engineer, He was the person who designed the Star Destroyers originally.
Do we mean in universe or
in universe?
In universe, okay.
Yeah.
Did you say Walex Blissex?
Walex Blissex.
Great name.
Walex.
It's like your W. Alex Blissex.
Okay. Walex Blissex.
Yeah.
Ask your doctor about prescription Blissex.
And then Wessex was a moth who was. Wessex was a moth.
Just have any more nonsense, gibberish words in it, please.
I'm having a hard time knowing what's going on right now.
I don't speak that.
Den Wessex was a moth at the Battle of Boz Pity, which came up in the. That was one of the things I think that during the Clone Wars or in one of the prequels, I think Obi-Wan was talking about the Battle of Boz Pity.
Yeah.
When he was flanging the Zhang?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that.
If Sulukumai has fallen, maybe that whole thing. But so then. To make things more complicated.
This is also describing a Pilex.
This is a wrench. I'm okay, talking about a wrench.
I forgot what we were talking about.
I know, it's a driver. A Pilex driver.
Yeah.
I was waiting for intermission.
Den Wessex married...
Maui.
Walex Blissex's daughter.
Yeah.
And so the Walex Blissex family... No, the Wessex Blissex family was joined in holy matrimony. And so there's... not only is it two different, it's named after two different families, but then who became one family?
I don't know who wrote this, yeah, but
me either.
Hate it. I hate it. That's not how Billy Phillips from the Phillips Have Screwdriver didn't marry Somebody from the Flathead family.
Didn't he? Yeah, have you looked at the Wikipedia? Do you know this for sure?
I actually looked it up on Wikipedia. Maybe that's why I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah, where was this like established?
Who knows?
That's what I'm saying. Like, where is this? What story is this in? Who's writing this?
It's the Star Wars tool book. It's the history of every tool. I would totally buy that book.
Yeah, you're a tool head.
Oh. Yeah, there you go.
So the BB-8 reveals that the base is in the Illenium system.
Right. The Illenium system.
The Illenium system, which makes me wonder if he's also a Dexy's Midnight Runner fan. Because
come on, the Illenium
system. Illenium's not a system; it's a woman.
I'm a woman.
Ray seems to get mad when he says Alenia. I can't even say it. Illenium sister.
Because they Illenium. Were. I think she was just frustrated that it took so long. There's a relatively simple answer,
and it also seems like it's far away because now she's like, okay. If you're going all the way to the Illenium system, then you got to drop me off because I got to get back to Jakku.
Right.
So.
When BB-8 says that, I caught this in rewatching these minutes because it now has a new thing for me personally. And maybe if you, I'm sure you have listeners that listen to both shows, our friend of the show, Joseph Scrimshaw and Ken Napsok, their Force Center podcast. Jennifer Landa does a side thing of that called Happy Beeps, and I did the theme music for that as well, and she wanted BB-8 sound effects in that song, and she sent me a few she wanted, and specifically the sound he makes when he's telling her the Illenium system I used basically on a loop in my little theme song, and now it's like very distracting for me when
you jammed with BB-8.
Exactly.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. It was like BB-8 just free saying, Illenium system, Illenium system, Illenium, it just over and over.
Illenium system, Illenium system.
It's like that. It's like if you watch the Star Trek, the original series episode, it's the immunity factor. I think at one point Spock is describing something, and he just says pure energy, and then that's that song that who was that Information Society or something like that. They had that song.
Oh yeah,
it was just like and they use that one Spock sample. But if you just go back and watch that, it seems out of the blue. There's like, oh, there's that sample.
When you come at it the reverse way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's very
like,
jarring.
I think it was the second Two Live Crew reference I'm going to make in a week.
Oh, boy.
Full Metal Jacket.
Right.
That clip being in that song.
Exactly.
The miso horny part is from
Metal Jacket.
So it's
you
funny when
I
you're watching.
Just talking about
we
that?
Were. Were you at my house?
Wait, were you the person in the stormtrooper costume that was next to him in bed in the morning?
Guilty as charged.
Who am I? I don't know anything.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So this seems kind of like a security flaw. And Todd, you were kind of talking about this a minute ago, but like how he suddenly more in line with why he's giving him the finger. It seems like a security flaw that, like, basically this droid was, the computer was lied to and then kind of harassed,
pressured
and
into,
then revealed the location of the rebel base, which is probably the biggest secret that they have.
All for the purpose of, come on, bro.
Right. And he had a jacket.
That's true. Yeah.
So,
it was pronounced Jakku.
Why does everybody want to go back to jacket?
So does that mean BB-8 does not hold up under, like, torture? You just ask him kind of, you know, right, consistently, and he'll give up anything.
If you, say the words, do me a solid,
he'll give you a thumbs up and then start rapping.
Yeah.
If you had a friend or family member that was missing,
mm-hmm,
and then suddenly you saw a person wearing a piece of their clothing,
yeah,
would mm-hmm you think, like, they're all right?
Yeah.
No, that's a murderer right that you're dealing with.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he gets the finger, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Give me something to that.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we call to figure out what's going on there? Not just Wikipedia. I want to who's their manager?
Ghostbusters?
I want to talk to somebody who wrote that scene. I want to know what's that.
You got to talk to Jage.
Oh, yeah, Jage. Jage.
I think that's going to be a big part of episode 9. Yeah. I think they're going to go back to that and reveal.
I think that's clearly
that's going to be like unanswered questions.
Heartfelt scene with Finn and BB-8, and he's going to be like, hey, droid, back on the Millennium Falcon, were you giving me the finger? Were you giving me a thumbs up? And then he gives a long string of tweets as BB-8 tells the story.
At the end, it'll back into present day, and he'll have his arm around him and go, droid, please, I'm serious.
Coincidentally, in this minute of Star Wars, the special edition, it's Tarkin telling the boardroom that Vader will find the location of the hidden rebel base. So here we are.
There you go.
A little connection there.
Well, yeah.
It's right after Mahdi got choked.
Mahdi got choked.
Dad sang Tana.
The third thing that Rey is asking for in this sequence, two in this minute, is bonding tape.
And get comfortable. We got a story coming.
Bonding was a feminine note.
James Bond.
My note was, isn't all tape bonding tape?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, it's not magnetic tape. magnetic.
Yeah, videotape is not bonding tape. Well, depending on the video. Yeah.
I didn't hear any. I actually listened for names of tools this time, and I still didn't hear them. I can't believe there are three mentioned. I heard none of them.
Mm-hmm.
Bonding tape.
Bonding tape.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense why it looked like tape.
Yeah.
So one thing, what's her name again? Rey.
Wallace Blissex.
Rey says that she wants to be dropped off at Ponema Terminal.
Mm-hmm.
I looked that up, of course. That's the problem with these new movies, that there's no, other than this tool, apparently, which has pages and pages written about it, there's not a lot of information about
it. You say that's a problem, and I keep saying that's an opportunity. We can make up these stories.
I mean, it's a problem as a podcast content creator, that I can't steal it from someone else to use in the show. But it kind of reminded me of, it's kind of like a reverse of Luke telling Ben, oh, I can take you as far as Anchorhead, but you'll have to get a transfer there. This is her saying, I'll go to Anchorhead and go, you know, get the transfer. And
is she saying, I don't have it in front of me, I can, but is she saying, I can drop you off there, or you can drop me off?
No, she's saying, I drop me off there. Because they have to get back, they have to bring BB-8 back to the...
Yeah, but they can hire a ship. They can get a transport there to Mos Eisley or wherever they're going.
Well, she must do what she feels is right.
I don't have the script open here, but that seemed like why would she, you know, like, she's having a great time flying that ship. Why would she just leave it with them?
Because she has to get back to Jakku.
Yeah, but she could take it back to get it goes there. Oh, but they're probably looking for it, so that's probably better for her just to get a cab.
Yeah.
Go get a lift back to Jakku.
Just go to Panama City and then get a cab from there.
That would have been awkward though if she went back to Jakku and then Lunkar Plutt, you know, the guy who's responsible for all her food, like, she just stole his ship and, like,
right.
Wait, how did you know that was his?
What? This is a deleted scene. When they show him signing the papers. And
that's
stuff.
Mine!
That's mine! Great line.
Yeah.
In the script that I have, it's not necessarily on screen.
What does she say? She says...
He says, the Alienium system, that's the one. Get us there as fast as you can. And she says, I'll drop you to at Ponema Terminal.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
I need the bonding tape. back to the bonding tape. Let me tell you a story about bonding
tape. Right, hey, so it's not a reverse. It was literally just the same thing.
What does
could be. I don't know. We'll have to play the clip in between.
You're probably right.
What does Beastie Boys 8... Does it have anything about what he did with his
fingers?
What
did the Beastie Boys 8?
Huh?
What?
BB-8. That's his full name.
All right, Beastie Boys 8.
So what did Beastie Boys 8 say? Like, does it say Beastie Boys 8 shows his
let's see.
The thumb?
Flips him the space bird.
Space birds.
Pilex driver... Where's your base? Going BB-8 Teller.
This is going to surprise you. It says BB-8 gives thumbs up, and then parentheses says, only idiots think it's the finger.
Whoa. Why does it say that?
I'm just telling you what it says.
Uncertain still. A smiling Finn gives BB-8 a thumbs up. BB-8 quickly extends his welding torch and turns it upward, then retracts it.
Oh, unconclusive.
I think we've got our answer, everybody. Todd's right.
I'm gonna say we go with Todd's interpretation.
Yeah, boy.
Barring any other information we learn. So
that's right.
Like that.
Yeah.
Gives BB-8 a bit of an edge. It makes him cooler.
Yeah,
right.
BB-8's not jacking around. He's got stuff to do.
Mm, all right. I'll buy it.
Beastie Boys 8. That's my boy.
So then we have the tool gag where he's not picking up the right tools.
The tool gag.
And she's like, no. I thought that was actually funny.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed
great.
Like a very human, real thing that husbands and wives do.
And she gets more and more frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like that. BB-8 helps him out, though. Points. He nods at the right tool.
Oh, that's true. Right. He's on his team there.
He's taking the side.
Or he's like, dude, it's right here.
Or maybe he's pointing at the wrong one each time. He's like, this one. And she's like, no. And he's like, this one. And she's like, no. And he's like, hey, this one. No, real. For real.
Oh, man. I wish BB-8 was just constantly torturing Finn.
That sounds like the BB-8 I know. That's how he works.
The BB-8 I know.
I think that gag is funny. It feels real. It's great. It's what you want. It's a Han Solo scene.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. And it felt good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good. I don't know. There's a lot. Again, the missteps are minor. It's just like a line here and there. Mm-hmm. I feel like, but like overall, we're still in the sweet spot. I'm still loving this. Mm-hmm. There's a point that we'll get to that I'll point out where it stops. I'm not as on board as I once was.
Oh no, is that right?
Yeah, I don't dislike the movie. It's still one of my
top six.
Yeah, still one of my top 10 Star Wars movies of all time.
That's pretty good.
But I love this movie up until it gets to a point, and then it's like, oh, yeah, all right. Then I
think
like
I
it.
Feel yeah. the same way. Although I think overall I like the movie more than you. I think, but maybe. I agree with you though, because I think I feel the same way.
It's
in
way high up there on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Higher than Rogue One.
Rogue One's not on my list.
Oh, I was gonna say actually when you said top 10 and we all laughed, but eventually that's gonna happen where someone's gonna go like, here's the listicle of the top 10 Star Wars movies.
Yeah. Well, right now there are 10, 11, right? Or 10?
I think 10 because we have 8 episodes, oh,
right,
two side
right,
movies.
Right. Yes, yeah, so there are. Yeah. So that'll happen in December of 2019.
Yeah, we're Star Wars free this year.
No, well, we have Han Solo.
We already have.
Right.
Yeah, not for Christmas.
Those of you listening at home, Todd made a somewhat derisive face when
he
I mentioned
Han
Solo.
I won't see it.
He extended his hand and ignited a lighter, and I don't know what that meant. Unsure.
Listeners, you won't see
what
it
do
at
you
all.
Think Todd meant?
I'll never see it.
You'll never see it.
No, I have no interest. Even if it happened to me, I'd leave. If it were on, if I were in a room and somebody's like, "This is on," I'd be like, "Bye."
Well, even if it happened to me, like it was a story, you were in the story, you
right,
wouldn't
you would
want
leave.
To.
Yeah, I'm out.
That too.
Oh, that too. Yeah, yeah. If I were dreaming the Han Solo movie, I would just wake up from it. I'd shut it down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have no space in my soul for that.
Wow.
I like Han Solo the way I know him in my brain, from what I've seen.
If you can...
from the holiday special.
Right, exactly.
You know, right?
A grumpy, I don't want to be here, Harrison Ford. If you can kind of, you know, distance the two in your mind a little bit, it's a real fun movie, I think. Well, we'll get to that in like 3 years.
So. Yeah.
But you have 3 years to reconsider.
Do we have your ratings of your movie, the order of your movies? You don't give it up?
It fluctuates. I think we did it a couple of weeks ago somewhere on a weekend show or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's a yeah.
Why did you want to give us your rankings?
Well, I'll tell you that this is number 3 for me.
I think it's number 2 for me.
Really?
I think so.
I think we've talked about this, yeah.
Yeah.
I got I think it's, for me, it's Empire, then Star Wars, then this, then Jedi.
Return of or the last?
Return of.
Did you not like the last?
I liked the last a lot the first time I saw it, and boy, when I saw it more recently, it dropped a couple.
It's
hard to watch. It's kind of boring.
For me, it keeps building. Every time I watch it, I like it a little more.
Is that right?
I think so.
I go up and down.
The parts I like more.
Right.
The parts I don't like, I still continue to dislike.
And then the parts that I like, kind of that I don't feel like I like the parts that I dislike less. But the parts that I like more, I like more. So it gets like the net keeps raising. What? I don't know. Overall, the score goes up a little bit because the good gets better, but the worst doesn't necessarily get worse. It's still flat.
Yeah.
What about you, Tony? Where do you put it? TLJ.
Last Jedi? Where do I put Last Jedi? I still don't know. Like, I really... Because I've watched it a bunch, and I almost like him up and down. Like, I'll watch it one time and be like, I really love this. And then I'll watch it again and be like, this is weird. Like, it is weird, but I like that it's weird. And I like that he had the balls to, like, kind of do something new and different with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I can't really decide where I put it. I have put it very high in the past, but I don't know that I still feel that way. I do enjoy it overall, and I enjoy it quite a bit. But, I don't know. I can't comfortably say.
Well, what about Solo? You obviously, Todd, you have not seen Solo, but what about you? What would you think of Solo?
Kind of in that same boat where I did enjoy it, and it was pretty much overall what I wanted it to be. But, and I think I talked about this with you, Pete, what's weird about it for me, and I don't know if this is going to make sense or if I don't quite know how to put this very well, there's something about it that doesn't, like, while I do enjoy it and I think there's a lot of fun in it, it doesn't, like, stick with me, like, because the other, like, Last Jedi and Force Awakens, after seeing them, like, one time, when I then watched it again, like, I remembered, like, everything. I'm like, oh, this is the part when this happened, and even down to, like, I could remember lines, like, after the first time, whereas I've watched Solo now that it's out
on Blu-ray and digital.
Yes.
Available now.
I've watched it several times, and, like, it's not that it feels like I'm watching a new movie every time, but it doesn't, it's not as memorable to me, and it still feels like I'm,
I wonder if it's because it's terrible.
Sorry.
I think it's lighter fare, and that's what it's, yeah, it is not meant to be digested in the same way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, it's not the hero's journey. It's just a fun... Right.
Yeah.
It's a fun little...
And I'm glad about that, honestly. Like, I think that's what it should have been.
Yeah. Who was it that described it as, like, a crazy expanded universe novel come to life?
I think that was Jesus.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
I get him confused with...
Jesus Jones, the musician?
Yes. I get the two of them. Who said things... I couldn't even do that. I was going to be like, who said things were unbelievable, but that was EMF.
Oh. You know, I know Bono.
What was Jesus Jones' song?
Right Here, Right Now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yep.
I thought that was Van Halen.
Mm. Oh, that was Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
Van Halen was.
No, that's a superstar.
Oh. Yeah.
You're saying Van Halen aren't superstars?
It's Molly Shannon.
Oh.
Molly Shannon.
This is what you call off the rails.
Yep.
Yeah, I like them.
That's probably a sign that we should...
I like them rails.
Wait, so you said that this was possibly your second favorite right now, The Force Awakens.
Yes.
So what's your top three?
Top three...
If this is number two. What's one and three?
One is straight up Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And controversial, I know. But I think I've said this in the past. Return of the Jedi holds a special... It's the one I remember seeing in the theater as a kid from the original trilogy.
Nothing
so
wrong with that.
It has this... While I know it's not the best, and I know that, yes, Empire is technically a better movie, and so many people hold that so high, I find Empire to be the least rewatchable of the original movies. Mm. And again, love it. I'm not discrediting it. But just for me personally, it's the one of the three that I will put on the least.
I don't disagree with that. that you put it on the least.
Thank you.
Based on your viewing habits, yeah. That does seem what...
the data I have here shows that's true.
Sensors indicate.
Well, all right. Any more questions about the rankings? Any other things you want to get off your chest about the rankings? All right, we'll talk more about Star Wars tomorrow. And guess what, listeners? If you want to talk about Star Wars, you can call our hotline, 8-DAY-GREEDO. That's a telephone number. And you call and leave a short, hopefully funny, revealing message about something that you liked about Star Wars.
Revealing message?
Well, they're going to be revealing information to us. Hopefully.
And no TMI.
Yes. Well, that too. We'll listen to anything. So, if it's funny and stuff, we'll use it on the show. So, give us a call. 8-DAY-GREEDO. And we'll be back tomorrow with Minute 40 of Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars Minute.